The Sunnyside in your number one station for Talk 90.39 during Fair FM. Good afternoon to you once again. How is your Tuesday afternoon going? My name is Denise Dennis-Waller and it is the final hour on the Sunnyside today. So, let's talk. What are we talking about? A sad story. Excuse me. A really sad story indeed. A woman in Ogun State set herself ablaze. And you may want to ask, why? Oh, well, over a 70,000 naira debt. So, this lady, a middle-aged woman, identified simply as Mama Dada, reportedly set herself ablaze in her rented apartment, allegedly over her inability to pay back a 70,000 naira loan she took from a microfinance bank. It was gathered that the deceased got burned beyond recognition as the entire building located at Oke Kisi Itoko area of Abeokuta was burnt. Now, an eyewitness asserting Bolane Ajayi, who is a resident of the area, confirmed that the woman killed herself after she was unable to pay back the loan. I was told that she obtained the loan running into 70,000 naira. A former member of the community banks group who identified herself simply as Mrs. Adeogun told correspondents that an unprecedented embarrassment will befall anyone who refuses to pay back the loan at the set date. She said, if you refuse to pay them back at the set date, you will be treated like trash. You will be embarrassed in a big way, in a manner that your children will forever be ashamed of. I know what I am saying. I used to be a member. One must be a member and a committed one before you will be given a reasonable amount of money. What they do is that you will join the group and start making thrift with them. It is the evidence of this thrift through your card that will qualify you for a loan, which you must either pay back outrightly or in batches. But either in batches or outrightly, there's always a set date for repayment that you must meet. But if you default, you will live to blame yourself. Now, the secretary of the Community Development Association in the area, Ade Babawale, confirmed that the deceased was indeed owing. She was owing the sum of 70,000 because she was unable to meet up with the payment. She then sent her last bond to buy fuel and also used tile to discharge the small boy. And she locked herself up inside the room and wet everywhere with petrol, including herself, and set the whole place on fire. Long story short, her corpse has been deposited at the State General Hospital Ijaye in Abeokuta. So that's basically the story. But from the witnesses and from previous members, it is not a pleasant experience when you default, when you are unable to pay at the set date. I don't know the kind of embarrassment. I don't know the nature of the embarrassment, but something that your children will be ashamed of. That tells volume of how far these people are willing to go in a bid to retrieve the money owed, right? Now look at this. Desperate times call for desperate measures, but we may have to be careful how we say it or to whom it is said, as we can't trust ourselves not to go to the extreme. I believe this lady actually went to the extreme. Maybe she had explored several options. Maybe she had had to, you know, try pleading and, you know, exploring the option of dialogue and trying to get the money from some other means. However, it was impossible. And she probably said to herself, I'd rather die than go through this embarrassment. 70,000 naira is 1,000 naira into 70 places. 70,000 naira is 500 naira into 140 places, right? 70,000 naira is 100 naira into how many places? I'm just trying to do the math. What if this lady had met 70 people to give her 1,000 naira? Okay, 70,000 naira is also 2,000 naira into 35 places. So what if, are you saying this lady didn't have people within a circle that could have helped offset that loan, that debt? The possibility that she may have taken another loan to offset this loan and now owe another person. You know, sometimes people tell you, it's better you borrow from me and pay these people though, than have them come and embarrass you. So they borrow from someone else who they know will not go to the extreme to try to retrieve the money, and they go and pay another loan. Now, let's, you know, try to compare this with some of these loan apps a lot of persons have patronized over the years. You know, you borrow 1,000 naira there, 10,000 naira there, and you hope that you would be able to pay at the right time. Sadly, you were not able to. And these loan apps people will start embarrassing you. Kai, they will send messages to everybody you know, telling them how you are a criminal, you are a thief, you are owing, you are this, you are that. Now, the one I saw early this month that shocked me was how they came up with a design, an RIP design, gone too soon. And they put the picture as well as the name of one of the persons that had borrowed money from them. And they started sharing this to all the person's contact. When I saw it, I'm like, ah, this person don't die. And then I reached out and said, I'm alive, oh. So how come there's something circulating that you're gone? Say, he borrowed money from some of these people and they've been sending messages to people he knows. And this one, that now that they have declared him dead, he's not going to pay. If heaven likes, heaven should fall down to the ground. They cannot have done this to him and still expect him to come and pay the money he's owing. Sometimes you ask how much. It may not be a lot. It may be a lot. But should they have gone that far? And that is why I'm asking two questions today. As one who is genuinely owing, and you are honest about it, and you are, what's the other word I'm looking for now? You have tried everything within your power. Nigerians will say you have tried your possible best to ensure you pay and you couldn't find a way. What is the best thing to do? Like, what is the best thing to do when you're honestly unable to pay a debt? How do you approach the creditor? How should you go about it so that you don't end up like this woman? Maybe if she had tried other options, this wouldn't be her case. Now she's gone, the loan not being paid, her children are motherless. If she has a husband, her husband is now a widower. If she has relatives, they're going to mourn her loss. Some people will even go as far as say, why didn't she come to me now? God, why? Is it not just 70,000 naira? Just 70, she would have said something, would have known what to do. Maybe the people that gave her the loan, if they hear the story, oh, she would have come to explain now. She would have come to explain that she cannot pay. Maybe we should give her more time. She didn't have to go and kill herself now. Oh, ha. Now that she's dead, our money we will not see. Now she's dead. Ha. Oh, God. That's question number one. Question number two. What is the best way to go about demanding debt from a debtor as a creditor? Displaying their images, embarrassing them, whatever you do, calling police, calling SAS, calling this, that. I hear some people, you owe them, they go and call SAS for you. Yes. So what is the best way to go about retrieving your debt? So much so that you know, you don't make someone start sinking and before you know, the person swings into depression and says, pata pata, if I perish, I perish. I'd rather perish than live with this embarrassment. Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. Once again, 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call. Please also be audible so we can hear you. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, I'm Revida from Nkoro.
Revida, you're welcome.
Did anyone want to borrow from person? If we cannot be able to pay that money, let's not go and borrow that money. I have a problem. The person will give the money freely. The next time, even though there is a big river there, you want to choke your leg with their white shirt you wear just to touch the person. Maybe you go and cut your leg. You put your leg inside water, you cut it. Maybe you go out, you don't restitch your leg, you will spend more than the money you took from the person. If you cannot pay this one, don't go and borrow it. And those who are demanding their credit, if somebody comes here, today I never get, I beg, give the person time. Most of the person won't come pay, if you don't get one naira inside the house, and the person will come and see your money, and then I put nothing there for house, and that money will save you that day. So the two side, I don't know who the side I've advised, Boko, they careful of the way you pressurize with the whole lost credit. Thank you very much. God bless you. Let me down from Nkoro.
Thank you, Ebrida. Whether or not you answered the question, I do not know. But the two questions remain. As someone who is owing and you're honestly unable to pay, it's not like you have the money, but you have refused to pay. You don't have the money. You're trying to pay the money. You're trying hard to ensure that this money comes so that you can... Anyway, I know there are some persons that they just like to owe, but there are those that it was not part of the plan. In fact, the confidence with which they came to borrow the money from you was the fueling force or the drive. You know, they felt like all things being equal, I would be able to pay at this time. They even tell you, put interest. But things didn't work out as planned. What should they do? Now, for you who is being owed, or what would you advise people that are being owed? How would you advise them to go about demanding or requesting their debt so that you don't push people to the extent that they cannot retrieve the money anymore? For this lady, those people will not see that 70,000 naira from her. No, she's gone. She's gone. So they didn't get their money. She's not alive. Sad end for both of them, or for the both entities that entered the agreement to collect and to give. 070-0923-0923. We're going to commercial break shortly. When we come back, the conversation continues. Remember, it's still the sunny side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. Join the conversation live on Twitter. Twitter handle is at Nigeria Info PH and Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. If you can get through to us via the phone lines, do well to send a WhatsApp message. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416.
Different ideologies.
Different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation, 070-0923-0923. Once again, the number to call, 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number remain 0809-030-6416. Do remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call and also be audible so we can hear you. Watch us live on Twitter and be a part of a conversation. Twitter handle is at Nigeria InfoPH and and of course Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. I'm asking two questions. What is the best thing to do when you are honestly unable to pay a debt? You took money from someone, you are owing, you took a loan, but then you are saddled with a responsibility to pay as and when due. But it turns out that for some reason you are unable to fulfill your end of the bargain. What would you do? What is the best thing to do? Some of you would rather turn off your phone. You switch off your phone. Or you see the person's call, you don't answer. You run away, you travel. If you used to follow this road, you take another route. If you used to, you know, you just try to hide. Some of you would rather insult the person. Not be only me, they owe. Even federal government, they owe. For this lady, she chose to burn herself. She chose to set herself ablaze. Now, that is obviously not the best thing to do. Now, for the person that is being owed or the company that is being owed, what is the best way to go about demanding your debt from a debtor? So much so that you do not drive this debtor to doing something absurd like this lady did. Okay, I believe you understand the conversation. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, good afternoon, my sister.
Good afternoon, my brother. You're welcome.
This is Mr. George calling from Adajo.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You see this issue that you bring this afternoon now. And some people may see it like something that is not important. But I want to tell you this is a very, very important issue we need to be discussing maybe time to time. Because when we talk about debt, owing someone or someone owing you, if you don't know how to go about
it. Mr. George, are you still there? Hello, Mr. George. So sorry, Mr. George, please call back. Nigerian Info, good afternoon, welcome. Good afternoon, can you hear me?
Yeah, my name is Morgan. I'm calling from Owerri.
Morgan from Owerri, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yeah, there are not two ways on how to recover your debt. So you have got to push your debtor to pay you. That is the reason why other than financing of purchase don't work in Nigeria. If you're not going to pay, then there's no point going to apply for such loan. The business owner giving us those loans, they have other things to pay, and they have to make profit. So that is why an average American can actually afford a 2023 brand new car, because it is being financed, and they trust their citizens to pay. But in this case, come on, 70K or 20K that you promised to pay, you are not going to pay. So how can they become like an automaker want to give out this cash to fellow citizens or even a new version of a smartphone? So that is why this economy cannot work. So I'm actually in support of you pushing the debtors to get whatever loan they are being owed. So why collect the loan when you cannot pay?
Mr. Morgan, Mr. Morgan.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Let's stay on the side of empathy, shall we? Collecting a loan. I don't think some people go and collect a loan they cannot pay. For instance, I give myself as an example. If I decide to take a loan of 100,000 naira, I know that I can pay. Why am I so certain that I can pay? Means of getting income to pay. It's either my salary will be paid at the end of the month and I will be able to repay, or I have other businesses I do that are able to fetch me that money. Something now happens along the line. Maybe my salary did not come in time, and the other businesses I was relying on to bring in income for me to pay failed. You wouldn't say that I went to collect a loan that I cannot pay. I could actually comfortably pay that loan on a normal day. But unforeseen circumstances prevented it. So you're saying for that reason, the company should push me so much so that I should go and commit suicide?
Okay, that is 1% of the defaulters. That is 1% of the defaulters. Majority of these defaulters actually collect loans. They have no ability to pay. I mean, just very, very micro number of the defaulters. So the majority of people that do not pay for this loan, they have no means of paying. Now, I listened to your program at the beginning. The guy said, you must have been part of their trust and loan for a long time before you're eligible for the loan. Yeah, perhaps this woman would have been in the trust and loan. Perhaps she must have been in the trust and loan and making her own weekly or daily payment in the trust. Now, for some reason, they might think, okay, it's my turn to collect. It's your turn. Let me take it to them, I've scored. Let me take it to them, I've disappeared and run away. That is the issue here.
Well, if she wanted to abscond, she would have. This time around, she rather killed herself than abscond. So what are we saying?
If she has a business doing or any means of getting this money paid, she would have actually taken that extra measure of actually setting herself a place. Now, there is no other means of getting this thing done. And perhaps, now you mentioned taking loans from friends, family. What if she has taken loans from friends, family, ab initio before this loan? Now, she has no faith of meeting it. I'm not saying allegedly she might have taken loans from her friends or family. Now, she has no faith of going to them and saying, look, I'm owning company ABC, starting a month of loan, and here are my last resort. She must have actually gone to them at some point in time, collected loan from them, and unable to pay. So how can she go back to them? Me, now, if someone comes to me, I can give you a loan of 1,000, even though you're going to default. And when you default for that 1K, you might not come back to me again. That is the way I legally step people away from me.
Thank you.
How far I need money, I say how much? 5K. I'm going to get 1K. Take 1K. Pay back. You give that 1K, and they don't pay back. They won't come again anymore.
All right. Thank you, Morgan. Also, Francis says, I'm watching live from Amangunze in Enugu State. Greetings from here. So sad and very unfortunate. This is a situation we found ourselves. May God help us. Okay. God will help us. I see some messages from the pre-sale of this conversation. Permit me to read them. While I sort them out, let me take this. Okay. We lost the call already. Patience Inemakigbeye says, some people would rather say chai than help out those who are owing. James Callio says she would have communicated to friends and family about the loan. I believe she was unable to open up reasons best known to her. Abili Smart says that's the kind of people our so-called rich men and women need to help rather than showing themselves on social media to people that already have enough. Yebifura Brian says, I don't think she knows how much Nigeria is owing the world. Nigerian phone, good afternoon. Terrible phone lines, I apologize. Please do well to call back. More messages. This one is from Ubelejit Jr. and says, most of you commenting don't even know what it means to ask for help and get ignored or being called a beggar. Not everybody has that special person in the family that is able to bring out such money. In fact, do you know what it means to even withdraw such an amount in the bank? I guess she had no option than to end it all. Just today, I paid 1K just to get 2K. That's 500 naira for every 1K. And I felt like giving up because I don't even have the money. Ricky says, wicked and evil woman. She must pay back the debt and rebuild the landlord's house. She burns even in hellfire. Her soul... Come on. Is it that we don't know how to answer questions? I asked two questions. What is the best thing to do when you're honestly unable to pay a debt? And what is the best way to go about demanding debts from a debtor? So what is with wicked woman? She must pay back the loan even in hellfire. That's rather insensitive if you ask me, Mr. Ricky. Rama Ismaila says, in Islam, you forgive and forget. Nekabari Precious says, people will act as if they would have helped out when they know they won't, using the current economic situation as an excuse. Okay. I'm moving on to the phone lines. I'll come back to WhatsApp. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, my sister.
Good afternoon, my brother. Go ahead.
My name is Daniel.
Welcome.
I will not be happy to hear that somebody borrowed money, no matter whatever shame, no matter whatever position that we want to use to ask for this money, that's worth of taking your life. I know some people are talking there because maybe they have never attended one day or one or the other. See, sometimes you go and borrow money, they'll say you don't want to pay it. But other circumstances that might come up, the money may not be easy to pay again. But the best thing for this person is not to back yourself. Go to those people, I'll reason with them, and tell them this is what happened. I was disappointed. Then you find a means, give them update again, find a means, raise this money. I'd rather go begging to raise this money than for me to take my life. It's very, very bad. Taking her life is not dead, no. Okay, the life, the children is dead, maybe the husband is alive, or the baby is gone. God, and secondly, God will not be happy with the best person. So the best thing for all this, we can run into this kind of matter, problems like this. It happens. If it's someone who has never seen a problem before, we don't know how to talk about problems. If you have a business that has gone into mail up this money, along the line, the thing goes off. Something can lose, something can happen. You did not meet up. The best thing to do is to go to that company, those people, and tell them, I know they are hard compared to people. But yes, it's not enough for you to take my life. Even if you want to take me and prison me or whatever you want to say, do it. But all I know, I will tell you the truth. And I know I will go out to look for this one and pay. That's what I think is best, not taking your life.
All right, then. Thank you so much. God has given us so many gifts. Example, the gift of life and children. God is still interested. Okay, this is not for me. We talked about gifts earlier today. If you really appreciate the gift of life from God, you will not commit suicide. There's always a way out if you think out of the box and if you open up and not isolate yourself. Easier said than done. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Please do call back. Back to your messages. This one is from Blessing, and it reads, sometimes, if you are choked, you will borrow. Even if you ask people to give, they will give you excuses, and you will think so. If you know the person is genuine, try to understand until you feel the person is playing with you. Didi, good afternoon. What I do is if I ask you three times and you refuse giving me, I'll leave it for you and believe that that same problem that made you to come borrow from me will come back to you in double fold. I've made a resolution that instead of borrowing, I'd rather give you what I know that if you wouldn't be able to pay back, it wouldn't pain me. Joshua Obong from Trans Amadi. Nigerian for good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
If you look at our fathers, they don't borrow. They don't. No matter the situation, what they do, they place a collateral. A collateral. Like a trade by butter. I need your house, but I get land for my tree. Take the land, give me this house, we'll be for room, you see. And they were living happily. There were never a problem. And if they had outside that needed some bags of calories, what did they do? Okay, that's on our banga tree or from banga farm. We're there for 11 courses. Ishoku, take that palm tree farm. Things were so easier for our fathers. They were growing, they were expanding, they were doing businesses. But look at us. We tend to practice something else. Now, to borrow money is a problem in this country. If you say, how best can you collect your money? Did you how best again? You collect by a borrow your money, then give me the money back. Which other thing do you want again? I should go and bring an audit or motivational speaker to come and motivate you to pay the debts you are owing. Do you know that most of us have become even so diabolical that when they borrow you money, trying to collect the money, they set you up? Either they poison you or they will kill you. Even the money lenders that are so helpful to us, what happened to them? Some of them have been poisoned. We are not credit worthy. That is why before you want to borrow anybody money, I beg, look, this person they work. Which kind of work when they do? Are they paying them salary? Then you equate it. Then you look at the measure in giving the person money. And it should be on a trusted ground. The collateral must be seen. Not that you go and collect the collateral, but let this thing be a collateral and let the word, a guarantee must be there. Somebody must stand for him. We have, okay, look, when this loan apps came in, what happened? They were posting people's burial pictures because of what they cannot pay their loans. We can't
is that the right thing to do? The thing is, if I feel embarrassed, if you've embarrassed me to that extent, why should I still be obligated to pay you? For some persons have been honest enough to say, see, I tried. You people are the ones that know the English you use now. I did my possible best. I explored all the options at my disposal. However, I may need more time to be able to offset this debt. Can I please have more time?
And if you are coming to plead, you are coming with empty hand and empty mouth, which is so provoking and annoying.
But I don't have it! Mr. Zion, see, I'm sorry, I'm not making a case for any debtor because me, I've seen my own shege when it comes to people owing me. As I'm seated here now, if all the people that are owing me in this life pay me, I'm a millionaire. But I know there are those that genuinely, then they try, but in there they walk.
Genuinely, how much are they bringing every week or every month?
They don't have shishi. You say, I will see something from you. When you look at them, what do you want to seize that is on value?
Nothing.
So it will not be left for you to say, Oma, just carry your wallet and go. So I'm coming to beg you. I don't have anything to give to you. I'm barely surviving. I'm trying to eat food I don't get. Have you seen how much people sell their phones these days? Just bring anything, collect. Now you'll be that I have something to eat. There are people like that. And they come to you and say, see, if you carry me knock for grand, if you tumble me upside down, shishi, no day. Don't give me small time. And you say, I will show you. The next thing, you are going to call police for this person. Now you that went to call the police, you will spend money.
You know that even the Nigerian police made it that they have to recover money for me after that. They are going to collect 20% of that money.
Can you imagine?
The Nigerian police, I'm telling you, for instance, you are owing me 200,000, I call police for you. Police will collect about 40,000 naira from that money as their own for recovering that money.
Oh well.
Let me stop here, Mr. Zion.
Thank you, Mr. Zion. Please, I was intent to borrow from Fair Money, and they did not give me the money. Now they are requesting me to repay. What can I do from Alphonsus? What's the proof that they didn't give you the money you requested for? I don't know. Where was I? Okay. Oyenuchiya Steven says, the best is to collect collateral because people are very, very ungrateful. My landlord paid my shop money into my friend's account, but that my friend has chosen not to pay me the money since January. Okay. Good afternoon, Denise. If I'm owing anybody and I don't have the money to pay, I'll go to the police or courts for them to tell the person to give me more time to pay. Him and her and the mode of payment will also be discussed because I will pay in installments. If someone is owing me and the person doesn't have the money to pay once, I'll approach the person to pay in installments. Mr. Roundface from Rimekini. You're going to the court of police when you're the one owing, but the court of police were never involved at the beginning. Why are you going to involve them all of a sudden? Anyway, Daniel from Ibulaya in Okrika says, Anise, be it company or individual, loans should not be given or taken without a collateral produced. Imagine if she had given a collateral, the story would have been different. Good afternoon, Didi. For me, if I'm owing someone, I will not go and embarrass the person, talking to the person politely. Henry from Kidley Island in Port Harcourt. Inexperience is a problem some of us have. Just be grateful to God for his favor on us. Aminu, send that in. Please, when we are talking, let's speak for ourselves and not act like our experience covers everyone. Our fathers and grandfathers borrowed, and some of them were so ashamed of it, hence they are not talking openly about it and attaching shame to it, which some of us carried. The truth is, debt in itself is neutral, meaning it's neither good nor bad. It's good or bad depending on what you want to use it for. And no amount of debt should drive anyone to kill themselves. Anonymous, send that in. Still the sunny side of your number one station for Talk 92.3, Nigeria Info FM. If you're just joining us, I would say you have missed a greater part of a conversation. What have we been talking about? A said woman in Ogun State who set herself ablaze over a 70,000 naira debt. Now, the part that I would say is interesting is the testimony of a former member of the community's bank group where this lady borrowed the said 70,000 naira from. She's identified as Mrs. Adeogun, and she mentioned that unprecedented embarrassment will befall anyone who refuses to pay back the loan at the set date. In her words, if you refuse to pay them back at the set date, you will be treated like trash. You will be embarrassed in a big way, in a manner that your children will forever be ashamed of. I know what I'm saying. I used to be a member. One must be a member and a committed one before you be given a reasonable amount of money. What they do is that you will join the group and start making thrifts with them. It is the evidence of this thrift through your card that will qualify you for a loan, which you must either pay back outrightly or in batches. But either in batches or outrightly, there's always a set date for repayment that you must meet. But if you default, you will live to blame yourself. What kind of treatment could that be? I can only imagine that this woman chose death over that kind of treatment from the loan company. It must be really cruel, you'll agree with me, right? But that's why we're asking you, who is owing, what's the best thing to do? What would you advise anyone who is owing? And I'm not talking about the ones that are owing who do not want to pay. I'm talking about those who are genuinely looking for means to pay and honestly unable to pay. What is the best thing for them to do so they don't go to the extreme and kill themselves or commit suicide like this said woman? And finally, what is the best way to go about demanding or requesting a debt from a debtor? Okay, so whether you're a company or an individual, you shall lend somebody money. How best should you go about it? Let's see if I can squeeze in this call before we go on the final commercial break and then come back and round off. Still taking your tweets on Twitter. Twitter handle remains at Nigeria Info PH and Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. This one is from Emmanuel Nnamdi, MOD, and it reads, borrowing is not bad, but the repayment plan, when not met, is the problem. Clement Ozunuye says, it's quite unfortunate that she killed herself, but I can imagine the trauma she went through from the hand of the person she owed that sum. Sometimes people should be taking it easy on those that owe them. Clem. Ehundi Kenneth says she should have been patient and prayed for heavenly help. Chuchu Asentric says debtors should communicate well to the person you owe in all sincerity. Any little you have at hand, deposit to show seriousness and pain. Keep in touch. If the lender is understandable, he or she will exercise some patience. Wisdom Bee Thursday says people act differently. I know, however, no amount is unforgivable. That people owe left, right, and center and do not know how to call people every day for money, even being in critical conditions myself. Yes, they will continue to live. I just live, think, and act as though they never existed. There's no hard and fast rule for demanding for debt repayment, just as some debtors are inconsiderate. If you honestly can't pay, open up. If the pressure keeps coming, report yourself to the police. This one says, only a fool has money, yet funds join buying credits or loves borrowing. The situation in the country has forced many into their lifestyle. Nothing is wrong with borrowing. The fact is, what are you borrowing the money for? Not in support of the woman that killed herself, though. And this one says, if I was the spouse or child of that woman, I'd find it very difficult to forgive her. Was her shame or pride more important than us? When people hear Dangote or Bigis is worth X amount of money, it's like people assume there's no debt. Thank you for being a part of this conversation. Unfortunately, this is where the sunny side ends today.